Hello, Jason Ong with the top stories on ABC News. Former Liberal Senator Stephen Parry revealed he might have a dual citizenship problem to senior colleagues, including Cabinet Minister Mitch Fifield, well before making it public. The ABC can reveal one of Mr. Parry's colleagues advised him months ago not to raise the alarm and wait for the outcome of the seven cases referred to the High Court. The head of the National Australia Bank has not ruled out further job cuts on top of the 6,000 announced today. The bank will shed almost 20% of its workforce over the next 3 years in response to greater customer demand for digital services. Australia has paused to remember a defining moment in the nation's history. Veterans gathered in Canberra today to honour 75 years since the Battle of the Kokoda Track. 640 Australians died during 4 months of fighting, more than any other campaign. And the Houston Astros are baseball's World Series champions for the first time in their 56-year history. The Astros completed a dominant 5-1 win over the LA Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in the seventh and deciding game. The Astros manager says the win is for the people of Houston, who've been struggling since Hurricane Harvey hit in August. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.